we were starting where we took off. We forgot. We finished with Hodula Adonai Kito. We discussed all the Ana Ana Adonai Oshiana in relationship to Hodula Adonai Kito Kilo Olam Chasdo. We went through the holidays and discussed which melody you do for which holiday, for Hodul Adonai. And the question is, do you do the same melody for Ana Adonai Hoshiana? And in some congregations they do, in some congregations they don't, and it's not a must for Hodu, you must do the melody of the holiday. For Ana, it can be more flexible, and some people do other melodies for Ana Adonai Oshiana. But I want to ask you, what is the minhagim in your synagogues for Ana Adonai Oshiana? Whether you do use the melody of the season, that means Pesach, Shavuot, Sukkot. Yes?
I'm not sure about Shavuot what to do, because it doesn't really fit. The Ana Adonai Oshiana. I'm not sure. There is another melody which I'm not sure about.
Yeah, Shavuot. We discussed these, the two melodies of the, these are the melodies of the Akdamut. And Yope brought a transcription that he made of Ana Adonai Oshiana. Ana Adonai Oshiana. Ana Adonai. So they we discussed that the last time, the melody for the Akdamut, the old melody of the Akdamut. That can be done. You could do Adonai Hoshiana. But then you're stuck a little bit with as a third part to the melody. So how would you do that? Then the solution is and then repeat it for the Ana Adonai Oshiana. Ana Adonai Hatzlichana. Ana Adonai Hatzlichana. So what you do is you sing the first part of the melody twice for Ana Adonai Oshiana. Ana Adonai Oshiana. And a continuation. For the first Ana Adonai Hatzlichana, and Ana Adonai Hatzlichana for the last Ana Adonai Hatzlichana. So that is a solution.
You can also stretch the Ana Adonai. You're not stuck without text on the rest of the melody.
So how would you sing the entire thing?
Ana Adonai Oshiana. Ana Adonai Oshiana. And the same for the second line.
For the Hatzlichana.
Yeah.
Okay, so sing the Hatzlichana the same way. This is also a solution.
Ana Adonai Hatzlichana. Ana Adonai Hatzlichana.
Also a very good solution. So you could do it either way. And so it's either that you do Ana Adonai Oshiana, or first part of the melody, Ana Adonai Oshiana, second part of the melody, and I mean first part repeated, and then Ana Adonai Atzlichana first time on the continuation, and Ana Adonai Atzlichana on the end, or you divide it in such a way you use more music at the beginning and have the entire melody for Ana Adonai Oshiana and Ana Adonai Atzlichana. Either solution is very good. Okay, so now we have to go back a little bit to Mina Mitzar. Mina Mitzar is a very long song and has many ideas, many wonderful ideas, and many opportunities for music making. I would ask you to learn the Mina Mitzar by Lewandowski, which is very beautiful. It's a continuation of Ma'a Shiur. It's in the Lewandowski book called Kol Rina Utfila, page 58, at the bottom of the page, number 81. And it goes, Min ha-meitzar karati ya, anani ba-merchavia, Adonai li lo yira, ma yase li adam, Adonai li be-ozai, va-ani er-me-sonai. Tov la-chasod ba-adonai, mi-v-toach ba-adam. Tov la-chasod ba-adonai, mi-v-toach b-in-divim. Kol goyim sevavuni, v'sheim adonai, ki amilam. Sabuni gam sevavuni, v'sheim adonai, ki amilam. Sabuni chidvorim, doachu keish kotzim, v'sheim adonai, ki amilam. Dachod nechitani linpol, v'adonai yazarani. Ozi, v'zimerot ya, v'yili lishua. Kol rina vishua, v'olei tzadikim, yemin adonai osachayil, yemin adonai romema. Yemin Adonai Osachayil. Lo, lo amut ki yechye v'asaper el maseya yason yisoniya ולמוות לא נתנני. פיתחו לי שערי צדק, אבו במוריה. זה השער לאדוני, צדיקים יבואו בו. אורך כי ענית אני, ותהי לי לישועה. אותך כי ענית אני, ותהי לי לישועה. אבן מסועה בונים, הייתה לראש פינה. אבן מסועה בונים, הייתה לראש פינם. בראית אדוני הייתה זאת, היא נפלאת בעינינו. בראית אדוני הייתה זאת, היא נפלאת בעינינו.
Zehayom Adonai Nagila Venismechavo. Zehayom Adonai Nagila Venismechavo. Adonai Hoshi.
That's
only for Hashanah.
Okay, so So this is a very beautiful, and part of it you're doing already. But you do the end and the Ana Adonai on various occasions. For Rosh Chodesh, for instance, I would like, this is a very...
But the Lo Amud Ki Echid, that's also Lewandowski. Lo Amud Ki Echid, Vasaper Maseya.
That's with the choir. Yeah, that's the big Hallel from the other book, from the called Todaz Zimra. Right. So this is a very beautiful rendition of Mina Meitzar. If you want to, it's a bit long, but it's worth the investment. Okay, because it every phrase there is giving the right meaning in the music. So it is a very noble kind of music. However, what we want to do is sometimes do other the way we have done it today. That means read the beginning of Mina Meitzar and then do some melodies towards the end. So that is also a possibility. And we usually people start with Kol Rina Vishua Beolei Tzadikim.
Like we did this morning.
Yeah, exactly, as you did this morning. And so let's do this Kol Rina and let's hear how you do it, because there are various versions to this melody.
Kol Rina Vishua, Kol Rina Vishua Beolei Tzadikim. Kol Rina Vishua, Kol Rina Vishua Beolei Tzadikim. Yemin, Yemin, Yemin Adonai Osa Chayil. Yemin, Yemin, Yemin Adonai Osa Chayil.
And then it ends, and you read Yimin Adonai Osa Chayil, Yimin Adonai Omemah, Yimin Osa Chayil.
Okay, let me sing to you another version of
it. You don't
have to do that, really.
Just a moment.
It's already recorded.
Yeah,
it's on the website.
It's one more.
All right, until we find it, we'll do it anyway.
Yes.
So, this is a recording from our synagogue in... What did you do in Launch?
Oh, my God. Oh, he started it Thursday.
Before.
That's the Hallel in our synagogue in New Jersey.
Ah, this is yours.
With flute. If you're allowed to play flute, you're allowed to record it also.
Eli, is it you?
Yeah, with piano and flute.
With piano and flute? You're...
You...
No, we sometimes have Shabbos. This time we didn't have.
It's his synagogue.
But then, what do you do with the rest? You just begin there.
It carries on this way. Give it a minute.
No, but before what? Can't hear it very well. Now comes the Amsterdam melody.
All Portuguese, Amsterdam. It's only
Portuguese.
It's also with only Eli and the written music as well.
And then you repeat it.
David. David. Amsterdamse,
ja.
Klinkt naar
klompen
en zo, maar het is wel mooi.
Ja, het is echt een
beer. Die klompen.
Nee, geen klompen, maar je staat op de schip.
Maar het is wel mooi.
Stop luidje.
So why listen to a website when we have the real thing?
Yes. Because you don't have the
That's the website.
This I would like to acquire.
That's okay, but let's go on with the workshop.
Yes. Precious time, precious time.
Okay, so what? I just do a transition for, first of all, Corina. Corina is a different version than the one that is sung here. Corina Havishua, Corina Havishua Be'ole Tzadikim. Kolrina Havishua, Kolrina Vishua Beole Tadikim, Yamin, Yamin, Yamin Adonai, Osa Hail, Yamin, Yamin, Yamin Adonai, Osa Hail, Yamin, Yamin, Yamin Adonai, Romeima, Yamin, Yamin, Yamin Adonai, Osa Hail, and repeat Kolrina Havishua. Kol rina vishua beole tzadikim, kol rina vishua, kol rina vishua beole tzadikim. It's ABA form. Then I go.
This is the original version or something.
Hmm?
This is the authentic version.
As far as I know.
Okay, yeah. We have a deviation in the egg.
Lo amut ki echye, vasapel maseya, yasor. Islania velamavet lohonetanani pitchuli sharei tzedek avomodeya zehashar eladonai tzadikim yavohu bo odecha ki oni ita And all the melody, all the verses are sung exactly the same. And you repeat them. This is the hint that you have here, Odcha, at the end of the lines, on page 240. At the end of the line it says, Odcha. The idea is that you repeat these verses.
Yes, and with the one we know, we don't repeat it.
Okay. So in this melody, you repeat, it's the Portuguese minhag. Odecha ki ani tani vatei li shua. So far, it sounds like an ordinary melody. It's beautiful, it's ordinary. Then it comes. And that's where that's the grace of this melody. And the verses, Me'eta Adonai, Ha'eta Azot, Hi'nivlad be'yayneinu, Me'eta Adonai, Ha'eta Azot, Hi'nivlad be'yayneinu, Ze'ayom, Asa Adonai, Nagila v'nismecha bo, Zeh ayom asa Adonai, Nagila v'nismecha bo. Okay? In our congregation, we do the Ana Adonai Hoshiana very simple. Ana Adonai Hoshiana, congregation repeats. Ana Adonai Hoshiana, Ana Adonai Hatzlichana, congregation repeats. Ana Adonai Hatzlichana, and twice.
But not on Sukkot. On Sukkot you use the proper melody.
No, for Ana we don't. For Hodu we do.
But how do you shorten them on this melody?
What do you mean?
Shorten with the lulav.
For Hodu.
You shorten. Sorry, Ana.
You don't shorten. Ah, yeah, no, I'm sorry. Yeah, for shockling, yes. Yeah, on Sukkot, yes, I'm sorry, I didn't understand the question. Yeah, yeah. For Shoklini, of course. Yeah, but not, and the rest of the holidays on Rosh Chodesh, we do it very simple. Okay, so now you can use this melody. Now, what you try to do, then it's a very nice thing, you did Pitchuli Sharei Tzedek Avoha Modedia by Karlibach, which is one of the best melodies by Karlibach. Pitchu li sharei tzedek avova modeya. Yah, that's how he hears it. Odeya. Pitchu li. And don't do. Pitchu li.
You
did it.
Yeah.
This one,
can you sing
all
by yourself,
perhaps? Just a minute, I'll do that. And now. Ze ashal Adonai tzadikim yavovo.
And not a lie, lie, lie.
And not lie, lie, lie. There. He
no,
doesn't
no,
do that.
Lie, lie. I did die, die,
die. Die, die, bye, bye, bye. I know. Yeah, sure is magnificent.
Can you do that?
Yesterday, David said, whatever is bye, bye, bye is kosher, whatever is lie, lie, lie is not.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Can you do the whole thing again?
Yeah, I'll do that. Pitchuli sharei tzedek avovam odeya. Pitchuli sharei tzedek avovam odeya. Ze ashar ladonai tzadikim yavovo. Ze ashar ladonai tzadikim yavovo. Okay,
And what do you do with the two first lines, the first two lines in this melody?
Where? Which one?
Lo Amour.
When you want to connect to this melody, then?
When you use this melody, what do you do with the first two lines?
I would do Lo Amour, the same way I do the Aryan tradition. Lo netanani
pitru. But also the melody from Nava, or the one that you just
You use a similar melody.
You can paste it on the choir melody also.
Which one?
Lo amu ki echye vasaper maseya yasor israniya Vera mavet lo netanani
pitru. Okay, now the problem there is that it's not so good. Not that it's an anticlimax, but it doesn't end. Really, it doesn't end leading into the. Yeah, it's artificial.
Everybody expects to hear.
Vera mavet lo netanani.
That's
what you
expect.
And it's what
will give them.
So you have
a very beautiful choir.
This is a beautiful recitative. It's much more beautiful than I sing. But it leads to another thing.
And the other one that you sang is also Lewandowski.
Which one? No, that's I concocted in order to make a transition from Kormina to other melodies.
Oh, okay.
I just cooked it. Now, Baruch Haba. Now we're coming to. There's another melody for Otcha Ki Ani Tani, which goes Otcha Ki Ani Tani. What it was done today, Elishua. Otcha, otcha, ki ani tani, vatehi li li shua, even masu abonim, aita le rosh pinna, even masu abonim, aita le rosh pinna, me eit alonai haita zot, iniflat me yeinainu, מעט אדוני היית זאת, היא נפלאת בעינינו. How do you end it? זה היום. אדוני. נגילה
ונשמחה בו, זה היום עשה אדוני, נגילה ונשמחה בו.
Okay, in the other congregation they do. Ze hayom asar adonai nagila venismecha bo. Ze hayom asar adonai nagila venismecha bo. What you do, the melody you do, the melody of Even Masu Abonim. Even Masu Abonim. Ze hayom asar adonai. So that's not exactly right. So the right thing to do it. And by the way, this is a melody by Chazan, whose name is Moshe Purias. And apparently he was in the Netherlands sometimes. I really don't know much about him. Purias, P-U-R-J-E-S.
Purias.
Purias. Purias. It's a U later name.
Is it a Dutch name?
Yes.
How do you write it?
P-U-R-J-E-S.
Purias. I have another question about this melody, because I know Otcha, Otcha, Ki Anitani. But is it wrong to sing it that way?
Somebody corrected this melody and corrected it nicely. Because Otcha, Otcha, Ki Ani Tani.
That's not the
beat. And this is a correction. Otcha, Otcha, Ki Ani, Ki Ani Tani. Okay, you may use this correction. It's a correction from the point of view of accentuation of the Hebrew. The original melody is Otcha, Otcha, Ki Ani Tani.
But what is better?
The old version is better from a Hebrew point of view. Utcha ki anita niva teili lishua. Utcha ki anita niva teili lishua. Even masu abonim haita le rosh pina. Even masu abonim haita le rosh pina. Me'et Adonai haita zot. Okay, that's better. Me'et Adonai haita zot. Hi niflat be'einainu. Me'et Adonai haita zot. Hi niflat be'einainu. Ze hayom asa Adonai nagila ve'nismecha bo. Ze hayom asa Adonai nagila ve'nismecha bo.
But Elia, first this tune on Pesach Sedei.
Yeah, from Hans Blumenbau.
Yes.
Yeah. It's again, somebody who used to be a chazan for the.
He knows Blumenbau. That's not the point. Blumenbau often in his records, he sings things in his own way. They are not to be used for teaching. It's Pesach, right?
No, it's not that I'm going to use it for teaching, but it's...
It's not version, yes.
No, but to be honest, with this, the way he sings it, it sounds more natural than the version you did. You understand what it went like? It feels more natural than, but maybe because I'm used to it. Then
no, he corrected it. He corrected it. Poyas wrote, Otcha, Otcha, Ki Ani Tahani.
That was the time
and somebody corrected it, and it's probably, maybe Blumenthal corrected it. I really don't know.
But Eli, my question would be, is it the Pesach melody or not?
No, not necessarily. People used to sing it in various congregations. It started in the Bnei Akiva movement. That's where they started singing it.
Okay.
Bnei Akiva religious movement, the religious youth movement. And they started and sang it any time,
okay.
Not necessarily on Pesach. And there's nothing, no motive of Pesach. There's no there's no motive of Pesach. So they sang it on various times. Happens to be on probably in Blumenthal's recording. It's on Pesach recording, but it could be in Shavuot or any other time that you need the Hallel. Now we come to Baruch Haba. And you're, of course, you cannot miss doing the Baruch Haba the Portuguese way. Baruch Haba, it's beautiful and should remain like that, and especially in Amsterdam or in Holland, to sing this Baruch Haba according to Portuguese tradition is really wonderful. There is another Baruch Haba by Yaakov Bergman. Yaakov Bergman is a composer in Los Angeles, and he wrote a Baruch Haba for cantor and choir, in which he tried to imitate the music, the style of Rossi in the beginning of the 17th century. It's a kind of a very noble kind of, style, and it's better done with a choir. When you do it with a choir, it is really very beautiful. Now I tremble when I tell you about this melody because I don't want you to ruin the Amsterdam tradition. But in all honesty, I want to tell you about it so that you know. It goes, Baruch Haba B'Shem Adonai, Baruch Haba B'Shem Adonai, Berachnuchem, Berachnuchem Mibeit Adonai, Berachnuchem, Berachnuchem Mibeit Adonai. El Adonai vayar lanu, Yisru chag ma'avotim, Ahot karznot amizbeyach, Baruch haba b'shem Adonai, Baruch haba b'shem Adonai, Berachnuchem, Berachnuchem mibeit Adonai, Berachnuchem, Berachnuchem mibeit Adonai. Eli ata ve'odeka, Elohai alomemeka. Eli ata ve'odeka, Elohai alomemeka. Baruch haba b'shem Adonai. Baruch haba b'shem Adonai. Berachnuchem, berachnuchem mibeit Adonai. Berachnuchem, berachnuchem mibeit Adonai. Odu l'Adonai ki tov, ki le'olam chasdo. Odu l'Adonai ki tov, ki le'olam chasdo. Baruch haba b'shem Adonai. Baruch haba b'shem Adonai. Berachnuchem, berachnuchem mibeit Adonai. Berachnuchem, berachnuchem mibeit Adonai.
We once sang it with a choir.
Yeah, so it's very beautiful with a choir. Now, David, please don't put it on the internet, because you're going to be sued for copyright.
I won't.
No. Oh, yes?
Because he's still alive.
No, he's still alive. He's very active about his compositions. And so, yeah.
We had this program.
It's very beautiful with the choir. I would use it on special occasions, sometimes as a welcoming to the synagogue, not necessarily in the Hallel, like on a big celebration in the synagogue, like
wedding,
wedding for yeah, wedding concert,
yeah. You say for
on a Simcha Torah, inauguration of a Sefer Torah, things like that, yeah, on I don't know on the annual synagogue conference, whatever, things like that, I would use it.
And I only use it with a choir.
I prefer to use it with a choir, although in our synagogue we do the Hallel with it, and even if we don't have the choir, the congregation loves it so much. And if I do the Hallel and I don't sing this Baruch Haba,
but then the end of me. The congregation is a little bit like Christ, because they know it and want to sing.
Yeah, they know it and they all participate in it and they sing it and they love, and there are many people who know the other parts, like the bass part, the tenor part, and they,
the congregation knows it. It's rather wonderful.
Yeah. Okay. Fine. So this is the end of the Hallel. Any questions about the Hallel? Let's see how are we doing time wise.
No, it's a nice moment. We have still some time left.
So. How much do we the time?
About 10 minutes.
About 10 minutes. Okay. Now, is there any other thing that you people think that we need to?
I have a question about the Hallel. One little small question. There is this Odecha. Odecha ki anitani. Then I skip. How do you do it? Even masu habonim ha'yeta
le'roshpi. Na. Yeah.
Okay.
Because it has a continuation.
Okay.
It's not. Yeah. In the harmony, the harmony changes there on the two identical fifth, notes. Yeah. Right. So. You don't want to.
But there was this minhag in Amsterdam to end it. And then somehow I came across Ken Gould, who sings it the other way. So I asked myself.
No, in Amsterdam.
No, it's nice to keep it as is.
Also with
No.
again.
I knew.
When Helma is singing English.
I also do, but I
asked
myself, what's the official word?
Yeah. Any other questions about the Hallel?
Well, with the bracha, when the whole kila sings it with the chazan, like it was this morning.
Oh yeah, no. You're good that you brought it up. No, it doesn't have to be like that. No.
But if they do, you don't sing the amen.
Right. Yes, but I don't know what the minhag here is. But when the chazan says that the bracha for the Hallel, it's exactly like somebody saying the bracha for the haftarah, and he says for an entire congregation, and you don't have the entire congregation sing the bracha of the of the haftarah with you.
No.
So.
But when people know it, and they know it from the Sheikh Yanu, they tend to sing along.
You know, yeah, okay, but if they tend to sing along with the Chazan in such a way that the Chazan is the dominant, and you hear the Chazan's voice, and it's not like a congregational singing, then fine and good. But not if it becomes a congregational song. It's not a congregational song. It is the role of the chazan. The chazan is on behalf of the congregation. Chazan is doing is making this bracha. Is saying this bracha. By the way, we in America they developed this kind of minhag it's minhag. It's a terrible thing. Whatever the chazan does, the congregation must do with the chazan. So. They don't let the chazan open his mouth without participating all the time. That's not good. And so what happens is in some congregations they do with whoever does the haftarah and reads the and says the brachot, they say the brachot with him, and it became a kind of a plague like that. So
it's a bit like what the Sephardim do, isn't it?
Yes.
In the Sephardim, there is another way, because the Haftarah is read in a different way. I told you, it's a different concept of the Haftarah. So, and even not all the Sephardim do that. What happened was, in our synagogue, we had an old rabbi, Ziskin. I don't know if you know. He came up to say the Haftarah, and we had many guests from the United States at Shabbat, and they started singing with him the Haftarah. The brachot of the Haftarah. So he stopped in the middle, and he gave them hell for 10 minutes.
10 minutes.
Really? That shouldn't be done. And how dare you do like that? From the pulpit, we were so embarrassed we didn't know what to do. And he went on and on and on. And the more he went, he became more engrossed in that. And, oh my God, we thought he was going to have a heart attack. So if that happens, let it go. Don't go. That's the moral of the story. Yeah. So yeah, we'll never forget that Shabbat.
A real feast.
Okay.
The story. So the rabbi and the chazan cannot agree on who is going to do what, and they get into a fist fight.
Well, you always with wives.
It's happened in the cemetery. It's happened in the Torah service.
Oh, yes.
Yes.
You and the rabbi.
Where?
Don't give them such examples.
One in London, sometimes.
One in Amsterdam.
There was.
In Amsterdam, you don't do it that way. In Amsterdam, you just
do like.
Not at all, we let it go. And we sack the man.
I've heard this.
I don't know if people are well. A very famous fist fight like that started at the Hebrew Union College. Rabbi Isaac Meyer Wise was a rabbi in Albany, New York. And he had great fights with the Chazanim there and with everybody else, but especially with the Chazanim. And one day it came to a fist fight. I'm not sure that he was directly involved, but his people were involved against the people of the Chazanim. Oh, and that's where when he decided to leave Albany to go to Cincinnati. And that's how it all started.
You heard about Italy, yeah, yesterday.
That was the first Balkan War.
Yeah.
What about Italy, Davi?
We talked about Akdamut and the years that are fighting, but the way are you seeing it before?
Oh yes, yes. No, you still owe them. You still owe them of a piece of literature.
I know,
on that.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
I think that before we start fighting.
When there is a bracha after that.
There is a bracha after Hallel, but with the Amsterdam, the minhag in the Dutch liberal Jewish community is that you don't say it.
The bracha after Hallel? So which one?
Bracha after Hallel.
Could you sing
that? Okay, Yehallelucha Adonai kol ma'asecha chasidecha yeshabchucha, etc. The Chazan ends with the nusach of the holiday. Ki lecha tov lehodot ולכאן נאה לזמר, כי מעולם ועד עולם אתה האל, ברוך אתה אדוני, מלך מעולל, בתשבחות. אמן.
It's the same הודעה.
No, it's the same.
No.
Oh, yeah, the end of Sukkot is about. Yeah, right. But no, that is brachot ve'odaot ma'ata v'adolam, baruch ata Adonai el melech me'ulal batishbachot el odaot Adonai flaot, abocher b'shirei zimra, melech el
ha'olam.
The other one is, ki lecha tov le'odot, ulishimcha na'e lezamer, ki me'olam ve'olam ata el, baruch ata Adonai, melech me'ulal batishbachot. Okay, so the idea is the same, the wording different.
Yeah,
okay.
So before we start fighting here, I suggest we take a few minutes.
Right.
And then
you want to stop it.
Annette can prepare for her lecture. What was that?
You became so soft. Pardon me to cry here. What happened?
Als ik niet heel dicht bij David in de buurt ben, dan ben ik
tolerant.
Oké,
dan moet ik de tafel tussen zetten. Begint zij. Je hebt alles geweest.
Was er toch wat bladmuziek?
Oei!
Oei, oei, oei.
Alleen dat
van de Chabot.
Dat is maar een beetje niet fijn.
Dat
is
van de
Chabot.
Dat
is
van de Chabot.
Dat
is
de Anna, de Chabot.
This is the